I will maybe turn the meeting right over to Mr. Lyons.
Okay. First public hearing is change of zone number 1636. The application of Mark L. Mumford to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of Route 9 and Church Street, being west of Five Points, and to be located on 0.259 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 26th of 2009. The commission received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department,
something big enough,
Sussex Conservation District, and the Office of State Planning Coordination. Mark Mumford was present with Stephen Mumford and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he wanted to review the zoning of the general area. I advised the commission that if the property was rezoned, the required setbacks for the commercial building would be 60 feet front, being from Route 9, 15 feet from the property line on Church Street, being a corner, 20 feet from the sideline, and 30 feet from the rear line, since the property around the site is zoned AR1. There was a consensus of the commission to research the area for consideration in an attempt to create an educated motion for the area. On March 26th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On April 16th of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. I advised the commission and provided the commission with a copy of a tax map of the general area of Belltown. Further requested a commission on March 26th. And describe the area of Belltown and the improvements on the lots according to the tax record. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1636 for Mark L. Mumford for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has not shown that the proposed change in zone is compatible with the county's land use plan. Two, it is not appropriate to rezone a property that is only 1/4 acre in size to CR1, given the DLDOT commercial entrance requirements, parking requirements, stormwater management requirements, and commercial setback requirements that would affect the property if rezoned to CR1. Three, the applicant has not clearly stated the basis for the change of zone or what the potential or proposed use would be, particularly in light of the small size of the parcel and the limitations on the use caused by its small size. Four, while there may be commercial or business uses on the opposite side of Route 9, the property around this site is zoned AR1. A change in zone to CR1 with the uses permitted under the zoning district would not be consistent with zoning and uses of the surrounding property. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0 unanimously. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the 26th of March. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lank?
I will pass out copies of the survey of the property that shows the existing improvements, which is a dwelling. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have.
Turn the meeting over to Mr. Griffin if there are no questions for Mr. Lank to explain the process.
The process will follow for those of you who haven't attended one of these before. I'll just briefly explain that when council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are engaging in a legislative hearing. They use the information obtained during the hearing to determine whether or not to approve the application in the manner as requested by the applicant. After each application is announced, Mr. Lank will do as he just did on this first one and explain the status of the matter up to this point. The applicant will then be called on to come forward and present their case. If you're represented by an attorney, they will basically, or a spokesperson, they will basically orchestrate the presentation for you. If you're here as an applicant representing yourself, you might observe how someone who's an attorney does it. Anyway, you come up. Each person who speaks to council will come up to the podium, give us your name and your address. The reason for doing that is so we can determine who is making what statements. So anytime someone speaks at one of these, we ask them to identify themselves and briefly give us their city and town or their city and state of their residence. After the applicant presents all the information it wants to present as to why the application should be approved, we then ask if there's anyone else present in support, and they'll be given a chance to speak. We then ask if there's anyone else present in opposition or who has questions or concerns. If there are, those persons will be given a chance to speak. If there are a number of people who are here to speak on a particular application, all of you will be recognized and given a chance to have your say. We would ask if there are a number of you on any particular thing that you not just repeat the same thing that the other person says. After everybody has spoken, if there are two sides of an issue, after everybody has spoken, then council will decide whether to defer to a later date, whether to act tonight. If we do not have a recommendation from planning and zoning, they will defer. If they do have a recommendation, then they can act, but they can also defer if they choose to do that. If you have a cell phone or a paging device with you, please turn it off or turn them on to silent service. We ask that people who are participating in these hearings conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. If someone makes a point that you agree with, we ask that you not applaud or cheer. It's not that type of a hearing. Does anyone have any questions about the process we will follow? Thank you very much for your attention. On the first application, change of zone 1636, Mark Mumford is the applicant present.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mumford, would you come forward and give us your name and address and your presentation?
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is Mark L. Mumford. My address of the property is 32478 Lewis Georgetown Highway. My home address is 214 Kent Street, Chestertown, Maryland, where I serve as clerk of circuit courts for Kent County, Maryland. One or two people have looked at me from the council already, and the reason you recognize my face is I've been the drum major for the Smyrna Fire Company Citizens Hose Company Band for 17 years, so I've seen several of you look at me like, I recognize that guy from somewhere. I did take some time since I got a copy of the minutes from the previous meeting on March 26 to take a few photographs of like properties in the area here in Sussex County. May I present them, sir?
Give those to Mr. Lank and he'll pass them out.
Thank you.
And the reason I did that, Mr. Griffin, is the fact that I am on a corner located at Route 9 and Church Street. And since I bought the property 7 years ago, mm-hmm. we've done an enormous amount of work recapturing the property. And of course, the neighborhood has changed dramatically in that 7 years, including the new Lowe's. Right straight in front of my house across the street is a brand new business called One Call Services. Another brand new business is opened last year, built across the street on a 50-foot wide property called Countertops. And we took care of the sewer connection, the one EDU. We've taken care of an enormous amount of bills. Mr. Haller, an attorney here in Sussex County, spent 10 months getting this property to settlement because it had to be opened. Four different estates had to be opened, so to speak, allowing claim from any previous property members from 1904 to date, so it took us 10 months to get the property to settlement to allow for all of those relatives, so to speak, to make any claim on their interest in the property. Since all of that has happened, the traffic load on Church Street and the traffic load on Route 9, you all are very well aware of it because you live here, and it's Church Street has now become backed up. My brother was here Sunday doing some work at the property. And from one stop sign all the way to the other stop sign, the road behind us, which is proposed to be the new Route 9 down the road, as you all are well aware, by DelDOT. My thoughts have been that with all of the traffic load and with what's going on in the neighborhood, some of these photographs are of like properties that are very small structures. The gentleman, Mr. Wilson, has the pictures. And I'm showing you for example, a drive-through bank. If Del Dutt did not allow me to have a ingress and egress off of Route 9, which I currently do have, in fact, last year they re-blacktopped, and they even re-blacktopped my skirt in front of my property on Route 9. I also have access in a driveway off of Church Street. So I took a lot of pictures of the drive-through bank facility due to the fact that you could see how an ingress and egress could work just off of Church Street if Del Dutt said I could not use Route 9. The vineyard is under construction, as you're all well aware. That's going to add thousands of additional cars to our neighborhood. I've told you about the two commercial properties in front of my house, and we are not sure what's going to happen in the future. However, I thought that it would be most useful for the property to be a small commercial business. I took a photograph of a little tiny convenience store. I'm not looking to put in a gas station or anything like that, but we have no service on this side of Route 9, such as a small convenience store where you can buy a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread or anything like that.
Where are these properties that you submitted photos? Are they in Belltown?
No, they're all over Sussex County.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Different locations.
Because I didn't recognize them.
They're in Sussex County.
Yeah, okay.
But however, right.
On small parcels.
Well. Businesses on small parcels.
Oh,
thank
sorry.
You, Mr. Cole. Right on my corner, however, is one of those little drive-through banks of Wilmington Trust right next to the Best Hardware, right on the Point Triangle. And it's nothing but a drive-through facility. You can't go in the building, you can just walk up.
You have a church next to you.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. The church belongs to the African American Episcopal Charge out of Delaware, of which it's one of five churches. Last year they decided that they were not going to use the church any longer, so they leased it to a Spanish community who holds church there on Sunday evenings. It runs until about 10:30 at night. It's wonderful to have good neighbors. They sing and have a wonderful congregation. And the lot right behind me is the John Wesley original site that you see on the parcel that says Club Lot. Well, their original building was on that lot, right in the center of the lot. They treat it similar to somewhat sacred property. They allow their folks to park up the side of the property, but no one has ever crossed that foundation that you can still see the impression of, because the folks that belong to that church in my neighborhood feel that it's somewhat sacred, so to speak, and they don't drive over it. So there really are not any neighbors. The lot that you see, it's 83 by 50. I've been in negotiations with Mr. Haller, or talking to Mr. Haller about moving forward with trying to purchase it. It's got a ton of concrete rubble dumped on it. And the house that was there was removed years ago. And then there are three lots next to it that are owned by one family for sale currently. And you can see the Maker property is behind all of that, where many activities take place. I think that's all I have. I'd be glad to answer any questions. The biggest concern my family has, my mother's 76, and she loves Lewis, and we love the community here. We've been coming here since we were children. I'm planning, and my mother has already retired from 40 years at Washington College. She's a 28-year councilwoman in Chestertown, Maryland, and she would have been here tonight, but she's at the Maryland Municipal League, where she serves on the board at Salisbury at a meeting. But she hopes to move into retirement in this community because she likes the medical services at BB and the doctor services. She drives down here about twice a month to a doctor on Route 24 currently. So we like the area. I thought the best potential for this property was possibly some small commercial use. Of course, anybody that was going to use it for that purpose after we were successful in getting the change would have to go through the normal channels of getting approval for the small structure. 10 by 80 would be allowable according to the setbacks. I'm sure there is a process, just like in my community, that someone could come in and ask for a variance on the backyard setback of 30 feet, since there is nothing there except a grass parking lot. And as you see, there aren't any opposition neighbors in the community around me because they're all gone. The houses are empty. Some of them are in such dire straits that they're literally falling down, including the one that Ms. Deaver has the picture of my house. I put a coat of paint on it. We did a lot of work to recapture it. Had new electric service put in and new plumbing and all that type of work done, all by approved people by the Planning and Zoning Department because of the permitting. And
Mr. Mumford,
yes, sir.
I noticed that in the recommendation of the commission, they recommended denial. You might want to address some of the reasons that they said supported their recommendation of denial and give us your interpretation of if you think those are inappropriate reasons, why you think they're inappropriate.
Mr. Griffin, I called the Planning and Zoning Office 2 days ago, and up until Mr. Lang read them, I didn't know that they had recommended denial. They sent me a copy of the minutes from the previous meeting where they deferred.
Uh-huh. Have you seen the reasons?
No, sir. I just heard it.
I thought possibly that was the case because you hadn't said anything about them. They're on page 3, and there are 4 reasons.
Okay. The applicant has not shown that the proposed change in zone is compatible with the county's land use plan. I've never seen the county's land use plan.
I think what they're saying there is that the commercial in the area is across the street, but all the properties adjacent to you, pretty much, at least to the west, are residential.
Currently residential, yes, sir. I understand that, but with all of the development, R.E. Michael Company is across the street, the countertop store is across the street, that's new. One Call Services is new within the last 3 years. Down the street is the taxi company. I think they call it Beach Taxi, Rehoboth Taxi Service. All of those are right straight in front of us. There is not a house near me whatsoever. Every property next to me is empty lots. The houses have been torn down because of...
So they may be zoned at residential, but they're not being occupied as residences.
Correct. The only one that is 3 lots down from me, and that gentleman, when he found out about me applying for commercial, he's had his property for sale for 3 years, and he doesn't understand how to do the process. It took 22 months to get here, and I've tried to explain the process to the gentleman. He's an older gentleman taking care of a sick wife, and I told him once I went through the process, I'd be glad to try to assist him because he owns 3 large parcels right in front of the R.E. Michael Company. That's not a property rezoned or property that's only a quarter acre in size. I understand DelDOT's concern about Route 9. I understand the process for applying. I would also use the Church Street access, like you saw in the drive-through bank, as my ingress and egress if DelDOT determined that I wasn't allowed to have an access. And I clearly stated the basis for the change in zone. I think I tried to explain that because of the growth in the area and the traffic load, you can't even sleep in the house anymore. You all have the same problems probably at your homes with the stereos. Well, you can see on the lot how close my house is to the street, 23.6 feet and 26 and a half feet. When those stereos come through, it sounds like they're in bed with you. And that was my reasoning for moving with the possibility of a small commercial lot where a drive-through bank or a small convenience store could be serviced. While there may be commercial or business uses on the opposite side of Route 9, the property around the site is still AR1. I understand that. And I'm at your mercy. I understand the process due to the fact that I've worked for the court system for 19 years now. And I was just moving forward with the process and attempting to make a best use of this property because as far as it being residential, it's a detriment for anyone to even consider building a new house or anything because of the traffic load. It's just unbelievable.
Mr. Mumford, you did say, and you have applied for it, that the highest and best use would be a CR1, which is our most highest and most sophisticated commercial zone. Mm-hmm. All the outlets and all that's CR1, and the concern of P&Z is the size. Did you not consider maybe a B1, which was neighborhood business, or did you not consider what we have here also in this county as a conditional use, which it can be, you know, site-specific to commercial uses? And then we can place conditions and different things like that. So did you consider any of those in your
when I discussed the issue in the Planning and Zoning Office with the fantastic helpers in there, they were really great to work with. We talked about all of the different uses, and they said, well, go for the C1. And then, in fact, I even have the application that she helped my brother complete. Mm-hmm. And she said, and then they can always give you a lower.
Yeah, we can go down and we can't go up, but right. We can go down. Okay.
And I have no problem with that at all, sir.
Did you say you have egress off of Route 9?
Both Route 9 and Church Street.
By automobile, driveway?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, the state highway even redid my little bit of apron out there. It's grass because we primarily use Church Street, but the driveway was existing. In fact, Ms. Deaver, there was a mobile home that was 70 feet long that I removed off of that property where the driveway is, and it's right beside the telephone pole.
You still have a mobile home in the back, don't you?
I have my own camper there.
Oh, I see. That's what that is.
It's tagged and registered and current. But it's not used.
Between you and the next, you said there was no residential.
There's no home.
What's a vacant lot?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. It would be AR1 lot, I'm sure.
Yes, they're all AR1
on the
side.
It's a residential lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm going to go try to help the gentleman 3 properties down and see if I can help him with his application. I explained to him it takes a long process. And,
let me ask you, I got another question before you tell us about the process again. We know it's long. Our engineering department also had some comments. Did they change those, Lawrence? They basically, in what you handed out to us, stated that there is not capacity, wastewater capacity, for the project. There is as residential, but they don't have it as the commercial uses would have the potential for greater flows, and they are claiming, and I don't have any other explanation of it, but...
The comments that you have before in my report is basically a summation of everything engineering said, everything that's put in bold print.
Okay.
And that basically they looked at it as if it's a residential area because it's been zoned AR1 since 1971, and they look at it the number of times the SOAR district looked at it, and it is easy use for one block.
Okay.
Because of the size of the parcel.
And it's about a half acre, right?
Quarter acre, so a little over quarter acre.
Yeah, basically a quarter.
Mr. Cole, if I used either one of those two small businesses that I gave photograph examples of, the only thing that they would have would be a toilet for the employee.
But the trouble is, when we change the zone, anything you should tell us is conceptual.
Right.
And so anything in the list can theoretically go there. So you could actually park, have a car lot out there, or boats or something like that. So it could change the whole nature of the community. That's why conditional uses sometimes, and B1s are less... or a little more restrictive than you, or there's some uses that wouldn't be applied to. Okay.
And I wouldn't have any problem with that, Mr.
Okay. Now, Jim, we couldn't go to conditional use. We could just go to B1, or could we go to...
Well...
No, you'd have to vote on this.
But I'm just saying, he's referenced it a couple times. We have that option to lessen the impact. What would you suggest?
The way that has occurred in the past, as you probably are aware, is that... people are sometimes given the opportunity to withdraw their application and refile on an expedited basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a consideration.
For a conditional use.
But you haven't typically given less when it's advertised for the maximum. You haven't given less in the same application.
Mm-hmm.
You've required them to refile for the lesser and given them a more
expedited,
expedient way to come back.
Okay.
It's a substantial change in the title if you actually are going to do a different zoning classification
advertise everything that's possible. Mm-hmm. And the way it's advertised, you'd have to decide whether if the applicant did withdraw to let him refile on an expedited basis.
Well, we can go through the motions of hearing the public and then consider that course of action.
We're required to do that.
Okay.
Should I add something about the commission action on the 26th?
Mm-hmm.
The commission in their review of the hearing, I won't say they were totally uncomfortable with the application. It's the fact that it was such a small parcel and really almost non-buildable. And they asked me to look at the whole area of Belltown, the triangle of the Ag AR1 district, to see what kind of improvements that were in there. And we basically did a list of all the improvements within the triangle between Route 9 and and Beaver Dam Road from the Delmarva Power substation all the way to the point. And we also looked at what was across the street just for comparison in the C1 side, because everything north of 9 is C1. And what we found was a mix on both sides, or mostly on the north side, a mix of commercial versus residential and a few vacant. What we found on the south side was almost all residential vacant or residential improvements, being mobile home or stick-built, and mostly older stick-built, and some state properties and the public utility, which was a substation.
That's where
I listed everything on both sides.
Ms. Norwood, Hilda Norwood, her home is historic, I believe.
Yeah, you know, part of Belltown has been referenced in the historic records for the state as being in a somewhat historic district.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the applicant?
If that's all you had, we'll see if there's anyone else here.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
It's at 5 points.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to this application?
I don't know necessarily that I'm speaking in opposition to
it. Your name.
I'm sorry, Betty Deacon, 18201 Hickory Lane. Sandy Bray, I'm right down the street in the community from there. I just wanted to give a point of information. DelDOT, I don't know what they gave you in their traffic study around this, but our communities along Plantation Road have been presented a plan by DelDOT where they are planning to cul-de-sac Route 9. And they're doing this because of all the development of Nassau Valley, the Shell Brothers, and all of that along that road, Route 9. And there's another development there, Deep Valley or Deep Woods something, that's on the other side of that road. So I wanted you to be aware of that. DelDOT has been going on with this for about 10 years now, about what they're going to do about the reef configuration of 5 points and Route 9 and Route 1 and all of that. They're going to reconfigure all of that, how they're going to get traffic through there. So I just wanted to give you that as a point of information. That whole area is going to change within the next, I would say, 5 to 6 years.
So that would maybe make it more residential, actually, with a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the plan that would have people coming out of Lewis come straight across and onto Beaver Dam Road?
That's correct.
Then make a right-hand hook back to Route 9?
That's correct.
So it would make the current Belltown area less of a throughway.
Wouldn't be a
That's
throughway.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They're planning, actually, to provide as many as 4 lanes on Beaver Dam, possibly, in order to do that. And there's even some thoughts about running it through Henlopen and Landing. Mm-hmm. There's about 3 or 4 different... I've got the maps in my car, but I didn't think about bringing them in. But it is a plan by DelDOT, so I just wanted you to have that information.
I have actually been briefed on exactly what you're saying.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard concerning this application?
Mr. Griffin, if I may, I have the paper with the 4 proposals from DelDOT, if anybody would like to see it.
No, right.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
There's 4 different proposals.
Somebody raise your hand.
If you wish to hand that in, we'll certainly accept it.
Somebody raise their hand.
Thank you.
Since no one else has to be recognized, is it a pleasure?
Oh, there is a hand up.
Sorry.
Come on down.
Come on down.
I almost missed it.
Jeans, Legions.
Ms. Jackson.
I should have this figured out by now. Good evening. My name is Jules Jackson. For purpose of correspondence, I can be reached at jacksonjules@gmail.com. To start off, in opposition to this project, we can go with the obvious. It was denied by planning and zoning. So unless we're questioning either the integrity, professionalism, et cetera, of planning and zoning, I'm not sure why we're even moving on with the subject. Planning and zoning, then you also have the issues with engineering that Mr. Lank also addressed regarding utilities on the commercial level. Outside of the obvious issues, we're dealing with a historically African-American and Native American community. This process actually has a term. It's called gentrification. The buy and low selling high of historically African American and Native American communities. To make the statement that this particular property is nowhere near residences is at minimum a highly inaccurate statement. I heard Ms. Stever mention Ms. Hilda Norwood. So, for example, she's a stone's throw away from this property. I can walk there. Ms. Hilda Norwood, I'm glad you brought that up. She actually taught my father at Rabbits Ferry School right around the corner. She then turned around and taught my brother at Shields Elementary School. So you're dealing with people that have lived in this community their entire lives. I'm not sure, and I came late. I apologize if I missed anything. I think a lot of my arguments were made by the gentleman before me. So he's saying that the property already has tremendous traffic issues, that it's already backed up, that it's already difficult to sleep in, and yet we're going to continue to degrade the style of life in this community, in this historically African American, Native American community, by furthering the commercial zoning. So I'm working on furthering my logic skills, but maybe I'm just not there yet. How increasing the level of commercial activity does anything for the area except cause further detriment? If only I could be lucky to have input when I testify, as Mr. Cole was giving suggestions perhaps on similar issues with gentrification, I could maybe come up with some more information. That's all I have at the moment, but I think it's very obvious that we just need to start at planning and zoning and not go any further than that because they recommended denial.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard concerning this application? If not, we will close the public hearing.
Does the council have a preference on where to go with this? It's open for discussion.
I think we should.
Do you like to vote on it?
Well, didn't we talk about deferring it? I thought we said defer it. We talked about that. And
I'll make a motion we defer.
Is there grounds for deferment?
Defer would be, consider options at the county. If it, we've got a negative support from the planning and zoning, and there are some options that Mr. Griffin said we would look at, and I think that maybe you might want to visit the site. It is a very small site. I do share the concerns that CR1, which is our most sophisticated commercial district, on something that's a quarter acre, we probably should have minimums on what a CR1 should be, and it seems, I guess, we don't, do we, Lawrence?
Correct.
Huh? We don't have a minimum for
CR1. Can you put in CR1?
Not if you're creating a parcel, you have minimum. If you're existing parcel,
what's the minimum if you're creating?
Consideration. That doesn't usually come up, George.
I know. But what is if they were creating a CR1? What is the minimum? Just to give us a little perspective of what we're dealing with here.
Sure. Should be the same as the C1.
Yeah, which was what?
CR1 is. Well, C1 would be.
What's going on there?
Which you can't apply for. It'd be 10,000 square foot. And CR1 is the same. And he's right at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that is a minimum.
I have a motion on the table to defer. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion on the table and a second to defer. The floor is open for discussion. Mr. Vincent.
I guess my question was, it doesn't seem like anybody at this table is in favor of C1. Why we don't turn down the C1 and then let him take the path of conditional use or whatever and apply for it.
And whatever he applies for, we expedite it, but we don't want to imply that we may even get turned down.
That's correct.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'll withdraw my deferral. That's a good plan.
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay. And you will?
Somebody got to read it?
I move we deny it.
Well, we got to read it now.
Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Read the title. We'll vote on it.
The title of this application, a proposed ordinance, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.259 acres more or less.
I'll make a motion to approve the application.
Second.
I have a motion and a second that we approve the application 1636 of Mark L. Mumford.
Do you say? What's the motion?
To approve.
To approve it?
In the, I'm making a motion in the affirmative, which we typically do.
Traditionally do.
Yeah.
Well, I already did it.
All right.
You don't want a second.
Point of order, please. Mr. Griffin, can you explain why we make these motions in the affirmative?
Can you approve it? No, yeah, go ahead.
It is traditionally made in the affirmative, and if that fails to pass, then you could, essentially.
Yes or no, and everybody knows what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
You have any problem?
Is there any further discussion? Okay, if not, we will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No.
And your reason, please.
It's inappropriate for that area. That area is pretty beaten up. They couldn't even keep their sign up there. I mean, it hasn't been a sign up there for a month. The road's torn up. It's very dangerous there. It's a bad idea. The lot's too small. Planning and zoning turned it down. You name it.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Deaver. Mr. Vincent?
Based on a recommendation of planning and zoning, and I think the second issue is the lot size is extremely small for commercial use, I vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote is no. Same reason as Mike's.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no because I believe the record doesn't support the change to a CR1 district.
And I'll vote no. The lot is apparently, it is obviously small, and it does provide a zoning that would limit our ability to control what's on such a small lot, and planning and zoning's denial. Council denies the application. Is there a motion to offer the applicant another alternative?
Yeah, here's something you can consider. I'll make a motion that we allow the applicant to reapply, and we'll expedite the application. Now, I don't think I will specify that he has to apply for B1 or conditional use, but he may reapply and have it expedited. Part of the reason is he's already gone through all the agencies, so there's no reason to go through all that. So a lot of that has already been taken care of, which is usually what takes so long. So I'll make a motion that we allow the applicant to reapply, and we will expedite the application with no guarantees on anything other than that. Okay?
Is there a second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
A motion and a second. Are there any questions, Mr. Lank?
Never mind.
I just question the fee, whether the fee is waived or it is a has to be paid.
That's not part of your motion, is it?
No, I just asked. That's what I was asking. Go ahead to know when we come back.
It will be assumed that he will have to pay the fee if he does reapply. The only issue is the expediting the review and public hearings. Any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. You can see Lawrence tomorrow and get the process started again. Okay.
You're still alive.
Wait, you pay the $500 fee over.
Right, you do. Got to advertise it and go through the motions.
Thank you all very much.
But we will, it'll be expedited, so it won't take 22 months, hopefully.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Lyon. Sir.
Change of zone 1630.